The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
Once again, welcome to the Business News Desk, Sarah Barry, Stray FM's Managing Director.
Hi there, Tom. How are you?
Really good, thank you. It's Bank Holiday Monday, but there is no rest for us on the business hub.
It keeps going. Doesn't matter what day it is.
It does indeed. So we've got three big stories to tell you about this week on the Business News Desk, and two of which have got a really, really local flavour to them. So the first is exciting news for Harrogate Town Centre.
It is exciting news. It's very exciting news. Yeah, the Harrogate Town Centre Master Plan has now officially been adopted by Harrogate Borough Council, which is fantastic news for the town.
And this is basically a plan for, do you know how many years it is?
It's 10 years, yeah. It's a 2025 vision of where the town is going to go, what we're doing, what the plans are, what the objectives are for the town, effectively to future-proof the viability and economic interest in the town, of course.
And of course, you might think that 10 years' time, oh, do we really need to do that much in the next 10 years? The town centre's pretty nice anyway. You know, I've been to some other places that are nowhere near as nice as Harrogate. But actually, if you think back 10 years, the retail scene has changed completely, hasn't it?
Well, I think it's really important. Yes, I get what you're saying about Harrogate. We're very fortunate. Every time you go anywhere, how happy are you to come back? I mean, we were happiest place to live, after all. Best place to live. But let's be realistic. There is so much competition around us now. So we've got to think about, you know, Harrogate is actually the district's largest tourist destination. We're the largest retail, largest leisure and business destination as well, not to mention conferences and exhibitions as well. So we're leading the way. It's so important that we invest for our future.
Absolutely. You've got to have a growth mindset when it comes to these kind of things, don't you? And as part of those developments, there is going to be a brand new transport hub on Station Parade, which is very exciting.
That does sound exciting. There's more sort of pedestrianised areas looking at that, more street cafes. These are all proposals, though, at the moment. But the thing I really liked about this proposition, looking into it, is the vision, and that is to be a leading UK destination and also being the source of local employment as well. That's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep an eye on that over the coming weeks, months and years as that goes for 10 years. And from town centres to markets, Ripon Market was joined by over 1,000 others last week across the country to celebrate their importance in the local community. There were free food demonstrations, dance performances, jazz music all on offer as part of the Love Your Local Market campaign. And the market officer, Neil Bagley, says that after some initial reluctance, the public has responded well to the revamp it went through last year.
We wanted to give the market a new look and feel. It was time to refresh the market, give everybody an opportunity to see a market in a more modern setting. So, and it does allow people to flow through the market a lot better and see the different stallholders.
Now, markets are still really important, aren't they?
They are important, and actually, if anything, they're coming back. There's a huge revival, isn't there, in local markets?
Well, the amount of these like food festivals and things you see now, they're effectively like markets, aren't they?
They are, and I think Go Ripon, it's a fortnight of celebration, so it's still going on till, I think it happens, finishes tomorrow, the fortnight, but keep supporting it all year round, I say.
Absolutely, and hello to everybody out there at Ripon Market. And I've never been, actually. I'm going to go and check it out.
It's fabulous. We're very lucky in this area. We've got loads of great markets, so we support all of you too.
Absolutely, we do indeed. And the final story this week is a big one for you if you run a business with employees, particularly employees who like a bit of sport.
Oh, I love this story. Love it. So, what's going on this next month?
Euro 2016 is on the way. So, obviously, all of the home nations, bar Scotland, have qualified this time, which is unheard of. So, even if you've got Welsh people, Northern Irish, Republic of Ireland employees, they're all going to be interested. It's not just England this time. And you may have heard of this company. It's a workplace expert ACAS. They're the people who always sort out the strikes, aren't they?
Whenever
there's a strike, they go to ACAS for reconciliation talks.
They do.
So they've done some research about Euro 2016, and they're advising businesses on a series of strategies to help get around possible absence through either holidays or sickness, or people wanting to watch the game maybe on their computers. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I think this is, it's really important, although a bit tongue-in-cheek. If you read their official kind of press release on this, it's full of just liners like, you know, avoid the red card and stuff like that. So they're really trying to get into the right language. But yeah, there's some sound advice, actually. What they're saying is, if you look back to the World Cup a couple of years ago, believe it or not, 1 in 10 people rang in sick.
That doesn't surprise me.
Does it not? And usually there's been some alcohol involved. So what they're really saying is, look, check out the dates, look at your sickness and absence company policy, make sure it's clearly set out, and you know, remind people of what that is as well. And have a look at what you can do around flexible working, swapping shifts, working from home, all of that sort of thing. And make it clear what your web usage policy is as well, because there'll be people sneakily watching the telly.
And I suppose, obviously, it's a case-by-case business, and it depends on what your business does and your employees and where you're at with your targets and all that sort of stuff. But I guess there is a case for businesses to embrace this and use this as an opportunity to reward your staff as well. You know, if they want to watch the game, maybe find a way that they can while they're at work.
I've had a look at the schedule, Tom, actually. I thought, I better do that, because we've got quite a lot of blokes here that are into the football, and women.
So which, including yourself, Sarah?
So I love my football. And there is one key date that you need to watch out for, and that is a Thursday the 16th of June, England versus Wales.
Massive game. Huge game.
Yeah, this one's a 2 o'clock start. So this is the only one that I can see in the calendar, in the fixture list, that could potentially play a bit of a, you know, it's going to be affecting the work. I say either give your people an early finish, or a 2 hour long lunch break, and give them flexible working.
Yeah.
Have a team afternoon.
Yeah.
You know,
great idea.
Bring it back into the office, or I'll go to the pub. You know, it'll all get done. If you tell people in advance that you're going to do that, you are surely going to prevent people taking the mickey and ringing in sick.
Absolutely. And obviously, if the home nations, particularly England, let's say, could progress through the tournament, then you want to keep an eye on that, how that's going as well. Particularly if by some miracle England make it to the final, you can imagine that people are probably going to have a few drinks around.
Well,
that, so you want to keep an eye on that.
Exactly. But the other thing to say is, if you aren't the boss and you're the person who is watching the footage,
yes,
can I just say to you now that the some of the most ridiculous excuses come in for sick days, and the most overused have got to be food poisoning.
Yes.
And
cat
stuck up a tree. Migraine is another one.
Yes.
So what unfortunately happens is, those more savvy that take these days off sick, they stretch it out for 2 and 3 days to make it look more authentic.
Is that your tip?
There's not a tip. That is one for the employers to watch out for. Employees to think twice, because it don't wash.
And there lies Sarah's warning to me as well. Thanks, Sarah. We'll see you again next week.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning.